Welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lanyap. Today, it's good to be the coach. For major college football coaches, the pressure of the job never seems to end, but at least financial security seems to be a thing of the past. Though there aren't many coaches pulling in upwards of $10 million per season like Clemson's head coach Dabo Swinney, or the measly $8.8 million paid to Alabama's Nick Saban, would you believe that nearly 90 major college football coaches are now earning $1 million per year or more?
Excellent.
According to one survey of the 130 BCS large division football schools, even the lowest paid head football coach is still bringing home about $350,000 per year. Woo! Other than Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban, the other top coaches, by paycheck that is, were Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, both making about $7.5 million per year. Three SEC coaches, Gus Malzahn at Auburn, Kirby Smart at Georgia, and Dan Mullen at Florida, all are pulling down $6 million a season or more. The $5 million coaching club includes Tom Herman at Texas, Scott Frost, Nebraska, Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, and Lovie Smith, the former Bears coach, at the University of Illinois. Former Florida State head coach Willie Taggart was also in that $5 million per year grouping. However, Taggart was recently fired this season after less than 2 years on the job into his five-year contract. FSU is now reportedly on the hook for nearly $18 million to pay the rest of Willie Taggart's contract.
Don't!
Hey, nice work if you can get it. Another recently fired head coach was Chad Morris at Arkansas. Like Taggart, he was fired before the end of his second season at the helm in Fayetteville. His pay? $3.5 million per year. Word from the Hogs is that Morris is still owed about $10 million from the University of Arkansas. Woo, pig suey! Based on the relative pay on the highest attendance college football teams, this season's biggest coaching bargain? It's LSU's Ed Orgeron. With the currently ranked number one football team in the country, Coach O's $3.5 million, soon to be about $4 million, will still rank him in the mid-30s range of highest-paid coaches. And speaking of LSU coaches, former head coach Les Miles is now at Kansas, and he's pulling down just short of $3 million per year for a Jayhawks team which is currently 3-7. Other bargain coaches, though, in the list of 2019 who might get attractive offers from other schools at the end of this season include the 9-1 Boise State head coach Brian Harsin makes $1.65 million. The 9-1 Appalachian State Mountaineers head coach Eliah Drinkwitz makes $750,000 per year. And Louisiana Tech at 8-2, their head coach Skip Holtz makes a measly $700,000 per year. Skip may get an offer he can't refuse really soon. It's not just the head football coaches making the big bucks these days either. According to another report, there are more than 20 assistant football coaches now making $1 million or more per year in college football. And leading the way is LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda at $2.5 million this season. Most of the other millionaire assistant coaches are employed by teams which, historically, have the largest stadiums, the highest attendance, and as a result, the largest operating budgets in college football. These highly paid coaches normally have a resume, though, which shows a large number of stops along the way to their current lofty financial perch. Ed Orgeron, for example, has rented many U-Hauls, well, at least a dozen times over his 25 seasons as a football coach after graduating from Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. Even Nick Saban has moved his family a dozen times before settling in at Alabama for the past 12 years. Many assistant football coaches play a version of musical chairs at the end of most seasons. Sometimes they'll receive a better offer from another coaching friend. Other times, they're looking for a new job after the dismissal of the head coach that they had just been working for. It usually leads to a lifestyle which might sound quite familiar to many military families. Moving your family every few years can be quite difficult, but on the positive side, it also increases the chances of making new friends and forging bonds with others in a similar situation. In a traditional business environment, the accepted norm is that about 50% of the revenue of the company goes to pay for staff. In the case of major college football these days, the revenues generated from ticket sales and television money amount to huge money for the university. For example, that LSU football program generated nearly $90 million in revenues from all sources in 2018. Operating expenses for the football program, which included salaries for the staff of the program, were about $30 million. The school's athletics department then utilizes the surplus from the football program to help pay for the deficits for most of the other men's and women's sports programs at the university. As a standalone business, most major college football programs are similar to LSU's and generate a significant positive cash flow for the athletics department. Today's hefty salaries being paid to the majority of major college football coaches, at least compared to other teaching staff, appear to be justified based on the gross margins being made by these programs. Standing on their own, most major college football programs are a very lucrative business in 2019. The surplus cash generated by the programs is likely why the NCAA and the universities want to keep a vice grip on that money for as long as possible. On the other hand, though, the college football players, who receive scholarships, room, and board for their efforts, are continuing an effort to push for their share of this large pie, too. A train wreck might be coming soon as all of these interested parties stake a claim for the college football cash machine. This big pile of college football surplus cash will be the subject of many future discussions in the years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Thanks for joining us.